Okay, hello. This is the second episode of this podcast, and we're going to be talking about the second episode of Gilmore Girls, which is the Lorelai's first day at Chilton. And this is actually one of my favorite episodes, like, watching it back again. Like, I think it's, like, kind of funny. Like the part where, like, obviously, like, the whole, it starts with Lorelai being late with stuff, her clock didn't purr or whatever, and she's late, and it just starts off in chaos. And then the part where, like, Rory is, like, saying the time, she's like, 7:18, and then Lorelai's like, okay, time lady. That part's funny. Anyways, that's kind of the Lorelai's first day at Chilton. The, title's pretty self-explanatory, and it kind of starts off wrong, but then it doesn't, I mean, her first day kind of sucks really bad. And okay, so she starts off late, I guess she didn't have time to get ready, because when they get to the school, everything's chill, and she's, like, on time, which is kind of weird, because they're just, like, sitting in the car, kind of chilling. I guess they just didn't have time to get ready, which is kind of, I mean, it's kind of stupid. And, like, you know how, okay, so Lorelai gets, I'm not really explaining this, I mean, again, I'm kind of assuming, like, you watch the show, whatever. But this episode, so Lorelai gets up late, and Rory's all dressed, and then Rory's like, it's 7:10, we have to go, but she doesn't have any clean clothes, so she wears, like, shorts and, like, a t-shirt, whatever. And so she gets there, and she's looking really unprofessional, and I still don't get why she had to go in there. Like, maybe it was, like, a, like, I feel like Rory could have made up an excuse, and I don't know. I really don't understand why Lorelai even had to go in there. Like, I don't know. And they have, like, this moment in the car where Lorelai's, or, like, Rory's, like, I feel like she does this a lot in this show where, I mean, I talked about it before in, like, the pilot episode, where, like, Rory is just supposed to be this perfect kid or whatever, and they constantly, like, reaffirm that throughout the show, but her actions straight up just don't reflect it. I think in the first season, she's most like Rory or whatever that means, because, like, she really messes up the entire, like, who's to say that the first, like, how old is she, like, 16 years of her life is who she, well, I guess it's who she is to date, but, like, Rory constantly acts, like, out of character, like, the entire rest of the show after the first season, which I think is her character, honestly. She doesn't really care about anyone but herself. She always expects so much from other people, but then gives so little, like, whatever. We'll talk about that later. Right now, she's, like, kind of Rory how we originally met her, like, whatever. And I think that, Lorelai thought that she was raising this super, like, responsible kid, someone that wasn't like her growing up. Like, Lorelai was super rebellious and stubborn and stuff, and she always saw Rory as, like, quiet, accepting, you know, like, kind of did what she was told, it was super sweet to everybody, she doesn't want to make anyone feel bad. But what Lorelai didn't realize was that she was raising another one of her. Like, they say this, like, at the end of the first pilot episode when they order, like, coffee with chili fries or something. At the end of the first, like, the pilot episode, Luke is like, you know what, Rory, like, that's a really bad, like, health choice or whatever. Like, you don't want to grow up to have eating habits like your mother. And then Rory's like, you know what? Too late, and then, like, they smile and have a moment or whatever. Like, that kind of shows, like, there's two of them. Like, Rory isn't any different than Lorelai, to be honest. So, anyways, what I was even trying to address here was that they have this moment in the car where Lorelai says to, like, Rory's like, do I look okay or whatever, and then Lorelai's like, you look great, you know, you're an amazing kid, you've earned this, all this stuff, which I really don't know how Rory is any different from any of the kids at Chilton or even at Stars Hollow High. Like, they really just put her in a class full of a bunch of girls that were painting her nails that one pilot episode, and they were like, oh, she's so studious and, like, smart. I don't know, like, anyways, that doesn't make you smart just because you were, whatever. Anyways, Rory's smart. I don't know, I'm trying to, that's what the writers want us to know or whatever. She's just not like other girls. Again, we'll talk about that more later, but anyways, so. So she's always being told by Lorelai. This is, like, my whole entire point. I keep going off on tangents, but, like, she keeps, like, Lorelai, no matter what Rory does, until she makes, like, some of the biggest mistakes of her life, like, Lorelai is always there for Rory. And Rory has never, ever had anybody to check her. She's never really had a parent. She's only really had a best friend. And I think that you kind of see that in the first season. And then that first season is, like, that foundation of, like, not ever being checked and always expecting the most from other people without giving that back. That starts in the first season. I think that starts with Lorelai always saying, like, in the first season, Rory is not like other kids. Rory's such a good kid. Rory wouldn't do that and all this stuff. And I guess on the surface she's like that, but it's, like, I think that on the inside, Rory's just like Lorelai. Lorelai raised another one of her. Anyways, so, that's what I was trying to say. If that makes, whatever. Anyways. Next, also, I go to a private school where we have to wear skirts, and, like, these girls' skirts are so long. Like, 7 squares down. Like, mine is, like, barely 4. I don't know why their skirts are so long. It makes me cringe every time I see it because literally whose skirt is that long? Why is it to your knees? I guess it's like a personal preference, but like why is everyone's skirt that long? And why the hell why are they wearing like little blazers? That's so extra. But anyways, whatever. Oh yeah, and then there's this point where, like, they're walking into the school, and they're like, we're supposed to go to this building or whatever. And then a Chilton dad comes up to Lorelai and, like, starts flirting with her. And then Rory kind of gives her mom a look, like, keep it in your pants, okay, mom? Like, let's go. Which is kind of like, I mean, she's an adult, so, like, leave her alone, Rory. Like, she can do whatever the hell she wants. I mean, I know it's not the time or the place, but, you know, Lorelai always feels like she's entitled to that. That's another thing that I was, like, thinking about. Like, are you... Like, she's so not aware of what's going on, really, sometimes. She really goes into her own world. Even, like, all the time. She's always in her own world. Rory and Lorelai both. But, like, even when it's, like, a really important situation, like, the first day of Chilton for Rory, she still goes off into that, like, I'd love to meet your wife, though, and, like, all that stuff. She, like, kind of flirts with the Chilton dad, and he literally drives from Hartford to freaking Stars Hollow to ask her out. Like, what the hell? Freaking Lorelai. She always gets the best. She always gets the best, and she never gives anything. Seriously. Up until the end of the freaking show. So, anyways, after she flirts with that guy, they go into Headmaster Charleston's office, and they see Emily, and then Lorelai gets super annoyed because Emily's the devil, apparently. She can't do anything right. Literally, Emily was just there to support Rory. She just wanted to put in a good word. I don't get how bad that actually is. Like, it's really kind of annoying. I mean, I get how Lorelai, you know, they have that bad relationship because Emily was trying to control her, but really Emily just loved her and Lorelai couldn't see that. And that's not Lorelai's fault because, like, I mean, I really feel like they should have put the past behind them in terms of, like, what happened in literally high school. Like, 16 years ago, they're still thinking about how, okay, well, I guess she did run away from home and... Yeah, I guess there's kind of a lot to unpack there. I don't know why I'm trying to oversimplify it, but I'm just trying to say that, like, Emily was just trying to freaking make sure Rory has, like, a good start at the school. I don't think that's that bad. And then later on, she tries to buy her, like, coats and stuff. She just cares about her. She's just a grandmother spoiling her grandchild. Like, I don't get how, like, what's the issue there, you know? And she also, she's so possessive of Rory that she never really considers her input and her, like, thought process about anything the grandparents do, because she always impresses her own opinion onto Rory, and Rory kind of just follows what her mother told her. Like, she never really lets Rory form her own opinion about the grandparents for a really long time, and I think that's why, I mean, Rory doesn't, like, Lorelai tries to do that, but Rory doesn't actually follow her, like, in the next episode. We'll see. I guess I shouldn't talk about the next episode, but Rory doesn't really fall for that. Let's just leave it at that. And, okay. Another thing that we talked about in the previous episode is that not like other girls thing that Gilmore Girls has going on, which is kind of the entire show. Okay. Another thing, this is kind of nitpicky, but, like, when she goes into Charleston's office, Headmaster Charleston's office, she, like, Charleston is like, oh, not many social activities, and then she's like, living in Stars Hollow is kind of a social activity, and I'm just like, okay, like, literally sit down, like, you think you're Ivy material, sweetheart, you, oh my god, anyways. But, like, she kind of just starts that kind of stuff as soon as she gets to Chilton. And the stuff that she does in Chilton does, in fact, make her kind of, like, Harvard material. Like, she becomes a vice president, she joins the Franklin, whatever the heck. But when she's at Stars Hollow, like, what did she even do? Like, I'm really confused on what is making Rory special in the first season. Like, she works her way up through Chilton. That's amazing. That's really special. But when she gets there, like, nothing is special about her that first episode, the second episode. Like, I don't... And she gets that reality check later on in the season, which we'll see. But, like, I don't get why they were so set on Harvard, like, when she was had zero extracurriculars at a public school. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. They feel like they're entitled to certain things just because this bitch read a few books, okay? Like, that's not how it works. Just shut up and sit down sometimes. That's how I feel like about them, but anyways. So, another thing that happens in that meeting, which that meeting is really irritating to watch, and you can really see the privilege oozing out of Rory at this point. Like, it's, ugh, anyways. So, Headmaster Charleston was like, so what do you want to be when you grow up, or whatever? And she's like, Christian Amanpour, which I'm thinking is a journalist. I actually should have looked this up, but whatever. I'm pretty sure she's a journalist, and, Headmaster Charleston is super misogynistic and was like, oh, you sure you don't want to be one of the women from The View? And, like, that's so stereotypical. Like, why do, if a woman wants to be part of the journalism industry, it, like, automatically has to be also related to, like, the more entertainment side. Like, why can't a, like, why is it so unfathomable that a young girl would want to have a job in the journalism industry that's, like, on the more informative side? Like, I don't get why that's so crazy, but there's a lot of misogyny in this show. Is there? Actually, why did I just say that? Honestly, I don't know. I think so. I'm gonna find it. Anyways, so, yeah, Headmaster Charleston's really freaking annoying. He he's super misogynistic. He's like, oh, you sure you don't want to be on TV, little girl? Isn't that what all little girls want, is to be on TV? Oh my god, wow, you're really not like other girls. Oh my god, I really thought, like, it's so stupid. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a person on The View. I mean, there is, The View's kind of weird, but you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be on TV. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be on the entertainment side of journalism. Like, it's not bad. Like, anyways, whatever. And then so when he asks her about, like, why she wants to be, like, an investigative journalist type person, and she's like, oh my god, first of all, her worldview, which is super understandable, she's, like, a small town girl from the fucking East Coast, from Connecticut, so a bitch hasn't really seen anything. She's, like, the most she's probably seen, she's probably, like, honestly, the town has, like, what, like, 3 people of color? Like, what is this? Like, she hasn't seen shit. And so, like, her worldview is super naive. And it's kind of a little bit more naive than normal. Like, the fact that she, like, reads the newspaper, like, she's supposed to be super educated. And she says to Charleston, like, I want to, like, travel the world, and maybe I'll write books about what I see, and I just want to be sure I see something, and I just want to report on what's really going on, and, like, and I think about journalists sometimes, and, like, she's sort of, like, Rory in particular with what, like, how she said that. She was, like, I don't know, I feel like all journalists kind of have, like, a sense of this, but, like, especially American, white American journalists, do they all have a sense, like a variation of a white savior complex? Like, a white savior complex basically is, if you're not, like, not familiar with that, it's, like, when white girls go on mission trips, and they act like they're the best thing that's ever happened to the community, that, like, say they're building a house, like, they act like they're the best thing that's ever happened to that community, when that's really not true. They're just living their lives, vibing over there, and they just, you know, think that they're freaking God to them, which is really not true, and really, really problematic. And that's what I think Rory kind of has here. Like, or any American journalist, white American journalist that wants to go, like, there's not a problem in, like, reporting on what's really going on, but you're kind of, like, you want to travel and see what's really going on. Like, that's kind of implying that there's issues with other countries and everything's all nice and dandy over here in America. But, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know really where I'm getting at there. I just kind of think that Rory has a white savior complex. But anyway, just in general. Tied in with her not like other girls stuff. Or maybe that's kind of extreme. No, I don't think that's extreme, because white girls that go, not even white girls, white people, white kids that go to foreign countries and build a house or whatever, they kind of have that white savior complex. They take pictures with all those kids and are like, yay, and then they go home and you know, they get picked up from the airport in their, like, white Jeep Wrangler. So, or is that white Jeep Wrangler? I don't know anything about cars. Anyways. So that's the kind of energy she even has a Jeep. They have a Jeep, right? Yeah, they have a Jeep. And that's the kind of energy I get from Rory when she talks about, like, what she wants to do with Headmaster Charleston. And that straight up, that impresses Charleston so much for some, because he's a misogynist. He doesn't think that women should even it's so strange that she even wants to have, like, an investigative journalism career, which is really annoying. But what was I even talking about? Oh yeah, so that's why I think Rory has that kind of white savior complex, because, and all white American journalists for that matter, I feel like everyone has a little bit of that. They want to, like, save people. They want to report on what's really going on in all these corrupt foreign countries. And yeah, that's why. Anyways, I think that's enough of that. All right, let's move on. So when she gets to school, she meets a couple different people. Paris kind of just confronts her out of nowhere, which is I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Paris. Obviously, she gets better and stuff, like, when they go to college and stuff. As the, like, show progresses, Paris becomes... And they become friends. And, like, it's insane to me how clueless Rory is when she's supposed to be this super, super smart girl. Like, Paris is the worst, but at least she kind of owns up to it. Like, Rory is so clueless about everything. I can't, like, okay, let's jump to Tristan for a little bit. Okay, no, let's keep going on Paris, actually. I don't want to jump around too much. So, okay, Paris is kind of the worst, but at least she stays consistent. Rory starts out the best, I guess, and she slowly just becomes the absolute worst throughout the entire... I'm really roasting them. That's kind of what this is, just roasting the... I swear I'm not trying to look for them in negatives, and there are some positives about Rory, like... But I really am just seeing the privilege right now at this point, because... I mean, what else is there to look at, honestly? They're at a freaking private school on the East Coast. But anyways... So, like, how smart really is Rory, honestly? Like, I didn't even get, like, the Virgin Mary reference. Like, when they were calling her Mary. Like, I don't, anyway. Like, she doesn't get the like, how smart are you even, Rory? Sorry, we were talking about Paris. I don't know why I started talking about Rory, but... I don't know. I really think that Rory is no match for Paris. And she never was. Like, Paris is insanely competitive. Like, the fact that she didn't get to Harvard, I know it was because she was, like, super intense and she kind of screwed up the interview or something. But, like, Paris is infinitely times more qualified than Rory ever was. She's so much more hardworking than Rory is. Like, the fact that this show rewards that kind of, like, effortless... sort of success makes me really angry, because Paris works really hard, and she openly works so hard, she owns up to it, she's competitive, which is, she's really looked down upon, just, I think, kind of because she's a girl, she looks super bossy, which, oh my god, I hate that word, but, like, they really paint her in a negative light in the beginning, which I know she's supposed to be, like, a kind of, like, a, oh, Rory's facing issues at school kind of thing, and she does get better, obviously. I think Rory is, like, no match for Paris. I don't really even know how, I don't want to, I mean, I'm not really spoiling it. I kind of am. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Paris, I like Paris. Even though she's super entitled and annoying. Actually, you know, there's a scene where, like, they're answering questions in class, and Rory passes a note to Paris and is like, bro, like, I'm sorry, like, I'll help you build it, please let me help, and Paris doesn't even read it, she, like, crumbles it, and that's when Rory's like, okay, like, this girl doesn't even want to, like, accept my apology, like, fine, you want to be hostile and stuff? Let's be hostile and, mean to each other, like, I can do that, and then she, like, answers the question before Paris, and, like, literally that feeling is the best feeling in the world, like, being underestimated, like, proving the people that underestimate you wrong, like, damn, that is, like, that's one of the best feelings, I feel like, because I've had kind of experience with that, where people are, like, where they don't really say it to your face, but you know exactly how they feel about you and what they think about you. And when you surprise them and kind of prove them wrong, that's the best feeling. So, I'll give Rory that. She kind of slayed with that one. Ooh, let's talk about Rory and Tristan. Tristan, he gives me, I say, the N-word on the weekend vibes. Probably on the weekdays as well. But I, again... Rory's super clueless. She's in her own world. I really don't get how she doesn't see how Tristan is literally, like, panting over her. Like, it's kind of hard to watch, honestly. Like, she's like, Tristan's like, ugh, I don't want to make them, like, noise. Like, I don't know who's listening to this. Like, like, he's like, Mary, like, Mary, God, like, that wasn't too good of an impression, but you kind of get the point. How does she not see that? I'm so confused. Like, we know you watch TV, girl. We know you watch all those fucking movies with all the references that you and your mom make every 5 seconds in this entire show. Like, we know y'all watch TV. Like, do you not know what, like, a typical douchebag looks like? Cause, like, oh my God. I really get frustrated with Rory, honestly, in the first season, but because of how clueless she is. But, like, okay, I get, like, with, I get that she's super naive. I get that she's never really been in a super competitive environment, and she's always been told that she's the best. That's fine. That makes sense. But the fact that she doesn't see how Tristan acts around her, and she's just all, like, oh my God, like, I don't know, like, Virgin Mary, that's a pretty good nickname for her, honestly. Well, not that it's a bad thing, I just think that she's really freaking clueless and doesn't know anything, when she's supposed to be super smart. Like, I would get if the writers painted her as a character that was super clueless all the time and kind of was just carefree and having fun, then I would get that that character would be clueless about this guy that's literally panting and moaning over her. Like, that clip is really disturbing, but Rory's supposed to be smart and articulate and, you know, like, I don't know, like that very first scene, I think it's the first scene ever of the movie where, these two guys are, he's like, you know, I've never been through here before. I'm just passing through town, you know, you want to come with? And then Lorelai's like, no, you know, I don't want to, whatever. And then Rory comes in, and then that same guy hits on Rory. And then Lorelai's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you're just getting to know my daughter. And then Rory's all clever, because she sees through his act, because that guy's really not slick, and neither is Tristan. And that guy's like, you know, I am traveling with a friend. And then, or whatever, you know. Lorelai's like, oh, you're just getting to know my daughter. And then Rory's like, are you my new daddy? Like, that's funny and clever and witty. And that's what I thought Lorelai and Rory were both like, but I guess Rory is just clueless like that. But then again, I can't really say anything because my first year of high school was, I was really not acting right. I didn't know, oh my God, I really didn't know a lot, so. But it's not her first year of high school. She's 16. Is she a sophomore or junior? I think she's a junior in this. I think she might be a junior. I could be completely wrong. I think she's a junior. Or is she? Honestly, I don't know. She's supposed to be 16, and then she has a birthday episode later in the first season, too. Where she turns 17? I don't know. I think she turns 17. How do I not know that? That's kind of messed up. I should know that, but whatever. Anyway. Okay. I think that's enough of Rory and Tristan. I kind of liked Tristan. I really wish that he had more of a role. I wish that, he didn't get kicked out. Didn't he get kicked? Doesn't he get? Yeah, he gets kicked out later because of, like, doing stuff. And I really wish that didn't happen. Because Dean is literally, oh my God, can we talk? Oh, wait, let's not talk about Rory and Dean yet. We'll wait. I have a lot to say about Rory and Dean. And we'll get to that when they, you know, become a couple and all that. Oh my God, I'm so excited to roast them. It's kind of what this is. I'm really, like, at least in the pilot episode, not even the pilot, I mean, not, I wasn't even that positive. I was gonna say that at least last episode I was kind of positive, which I really wasn't. And I think the reason for that is the first time that I watched this through, I completely idolized both Rory and Lorelai. And watching it over and over again, I realize how, Because I think I watched it for the first time my freshman year of high school, and I'm a junior. This is the summer of junior year, so I'm a senior now. And I kind of see through this little act, this not like other girls thing. That's the theme of this entire show. I think I've already said that, but like, I just hate it. I mean, I don't hate it. I really love this show. Don't get me wrong. But what I enjoy most about it is just picking apart this stuff. Like, talking about the show like this is really interesting to me. And that's why I like this show so much, because I think there's a lot to be said about it. And I like shows that kind of don't have a plot. Like, I like The Gilmore Girls because it doesn't really have a plot. And it's like, it's just kind of like a depiction of their lives for like a few years. And that's why I like The Office so much, other than the fact that it's really funny. But the storyline is so gradual that it makes me want to watch more. And like, I like shows with no conflict, which is really problematic because in order to have a plot, you need conflict for most shows, you know? And I kind of hate that a little bit, but, which is really dumb, because how the fuck do I expect a show to be good if it doesn't have a good storyline or a good plot that keeps you hooked? But, like, it stresses me out for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But this show is different in the fact that it just kind of shows their lives, and I kind of like analyzing that a little bit. It's kind of fun for me. But anyways, last topic. Luke and Lorelai, which, I don't know. Like, I used to think that I had this one friend that watched this show too, and we were talking about how we were talking about Team Logan, Team Jess, which is later, and oh my god, I can't wait to talk about that. Oh my god. I can't wait until Jess gets to the show, because he's my favorite fucking character in this whole show. I love Jess. I thought he was the, oh my god, when we get to Logan, I'm gonna go off, but that's gonna be a while, obviously. But Luke and Lorelai, sometimes she acts like she likes Luke. Like, I know the writers want us to just imagine them together and stuff, and then, you know, get tortured by, like, seeing how clueless Lorelai is later. I know that's what they're trying to do, but, like, she straight up is like, do you think Luke is cute? Like, and then she acts clueless, like, 5 seconds later, like, oh my god, like, I would never do that, like, I could never see Luke that way, like, where did you even get that from? But, like, whatever. And, like, I was talking to this friend, and she was like, before Luke and Lorelai, it was Chris and Lorelai. But that's so not true at all, because before Chris and Lorelai, it was Max and Lorelai. Oh my god, I can't wait till we get there. That's kind of soon, actually. Oh my god, I can't wait, I literally can't wait. Anyways, so, and before Max and Lorelai, or like when Max and Lorelai kind of don't work out, Luke is super happy about it and stuff. So it was always Luke and Lorelai, is what I'm trying to say. Which is, I don't know why I had to explain that, but whatever. It was always Luke and Lorelai, which I'm glad they had that consistency, because Rory's love life has literally been all over the place, and I think that's why people like it a lot, this show a lot, because at least, we had a character that had, like, a love interest kind of situation, and we knew, like, what the outcome was gonna be, but for Rory, it was always super subjective. Like, she gets back with the Dean after Jess, and it's this whole thing, and I think that makes it more interesting. I'm glad that Rory became, like, that super annoying, like, entitled college girl who can't take no for an answer even once and just, like, throws a tantrum. I think that really shows who Rory is, and a lot of people really hate that and are like, oh, that's not Rory, but that's exactly who Rory is. And her love life is super subjective, and that's why people, like, it's fun to have, like, a Team Edward, Team Jacob type thing, but it's, like, Team Jess, Team Logan, whatever. And that's why I think people like it a lot. And that's why I kind of like it, because it's really, okay, I know this is, like, the second freaking episode, but how can anybody be Team Logan? He's the absolute worst. He is the worst. I hate Logan. I hate Logan. He's so entitled. It's sometimes I feel like, oh, how could Rory even go for someone like Logan? But then I realized Rory is not who we think she is the entire show anyways. Like, it's not out of character for Rory. Actually, being with Jess, an actual human being who had his own life, but also was really invested in the relationship. Like, Dean was like, Rory's my entire world, which Rory didn't feel the same way. So that shit doesn't work out properly. Like, if you need to have the same priorities in a relationship, I guess. You have to. Because, like, Dean was obsessed with her. Like, I hear them talk, like, later, you know, when they start dating, like, he'll call her, like, 30 times a day, and Rory just, like, doesn't reciprocate any of that, and I don't understand how Lorelai kind of just lets that happen, and she kind of just watches them crumble like that, and, there are a lot of weird things that go on with Rory and Dean before they finally end, but I think it's really, really, really clear how toxic Rory was for Dean, like, just because Dean was putting so much into the relationship and Rory was just not reciprocating that, and that became Dean's new normal kind of situation, and Rory started to, like, contribute less and less, and then it got more and more toxic. Like, it got really toxic, like, honestly, for Dean. Like, Rory really strung him along. Like, I don't understand how you can be so blind to your own feelings. Like, I mean, I'm gonna talk, like, I kind of don't understand what's going on up in the noggin half the time, but, like, you have your mom there, like, who's apparently this freaking relationship genius. Well, she's really not, but, you know, she always acts like she knows everything, and she'll, like, there'll be points where, like, Rory asks, they talk about each other. Like, I don't get how Lorelai doesn't see this first, but anyway, I kind of went off there, but on a tangent. I was just talking about Luke and Lorelai, but God, like, but the fact that Luke is Luke and Lorelai is Lorelai, which I feel like Lorelai is the absolute worst, and Luke is just one of those people that compliments the people that are the absolute worst really well. Like, I have a friend that's, like, literally the worst, but she'll definitely find somebody someday that'll put up with that, and that's fine. Like, it's kind of mean, but, you know, that's just kind of how it is. It's kind of like Eleanor and Chidi from The Good Place, if you watch that show, which is a great show. It's kind of like them. Like, Eleanor is the worst. I mean, she gets better, obviously, but in the beginning, she is the worst. But that's how they fall in love, you know? Like, she and Chidi find a balance in each other because of how different they are. And that's what Luke and Lorelai kind of have going on. And I think that's kind of cool that they have that. And I think they really complement each other perfectly. Because, oh my god, like, oh. Okay, no, I'm not going to talk about Jason right now. That's too much. Because we're literally in the second episode. And I want to talk about, like, season 5 status. But, okay, I'm going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening. Keep your eye out for the third episode, Kill Me Now, I think it's called, and that's when we really, talk about Richard. I feel like we haven't talked about him yet, but yeah, that's when we talk about Richard, and I can't wait, so, peace, okay, bye, see you next time.